It's Sunday. I almost forgot I had to do a podcast. It's Sunday. It's December 4th, 2011. Been working on my next CD all day. And it seems that I'm starting to lose my ability to remember voluminous amounts of lyrics. So for a podcast, I thought I'd pick something easy, something that has 15 verses in it. See if I can make it through all these lyrics. I'm just a masochist. So, by the time the song is over, you should be asking yourself, who is it that really killed Big Jim?
The festival was over and the boys were all planning for a fall. The cabaret was quiet except for the drilling in the wall. The curfew had been lifted and the gambling wheel shut down. And anyone with any sense had already left town. She was standing in the doorway, he was looking like the Jack of Hearts. He moved across the mirrored room, set it up for everyone he said. And then everyone commenced to do what they were doing before he turned their heads. And then he walked up to a stranger and he asked him with a grin, could you kindly tell me, friend, what time this show begins? And then he moved into the corner, face down like the Jack of Hearts. Backstage, the girls were playing five cards, stood by the stairs. Lily had two queens, she was hoping for a third to match her pair. Outside, the streets were filling up, the window was open wide. A gentle breeze was blowing, you could feel it from inside. Lily called another bet and drew up the Jack of Hearts. Big Jim was no one's fool, he owned the town's only diamond mine. He made his usual entrance, looking so dandy and so fine. With his bodyguards and silver cane and every hair in place, he took whatever he wanted to and he laid it all to waste. But his bodyguards and silver cane were no match for the Jack of Hearts. Combed her hair and took a carriage in the town. She slipped in through the side door, looking like a queen without a crown. She fluttered her false eyelashes and whispered in his ear, I'm sorry, darling, that I'm late, but he didn't seem to hear. He was staring into space over at the Jack of Hearts. I know I've seen that face somewhere, Big Jim was thinking to himself. Maybe down in Mexico or picture upon somebody's shelf. Then the crowd begin to stamp their feet and the house lights get dim. And in the darkness of the room there was only Jim and him, staring at the butterfly who just drew the Jack of Hearts. Lily was a princess, she was fair-skinned and precious as a child. She did whatever she had to do, she had to have something flash every time she smiled. She had come away from a broken home with lots of strange affairs, and men in every walk of life which took her everywhere. Now she never met anyone quite like the Jack of Hearts. hanging judge came in unnoticed and was being wined and dined. The drilling in the wall kept up and no one seemed to pay it any mind. And it was known all around that Lily had Jim's ring, and nothing would ever come between Lily and her king. No, nothing ever would, except maybe the Jack of Hearts. Rosemary started drinking hard, seeing her reflection in the night. She was tired of the attention, tired of playing the role of Big Jim's wife. She had done a lot of bad things, even once tried suicide. She was looking to do just one good deed before she died. She was gazing to the future, riding on the Jack of Hearts. Took her dress off and buried it away. Had your luck run out, she laughed at him. Well, I guess you must have known it would someday. Be careful not to touch the wall, this brand new coat of paint. I'm glad to see you're still alive, you're looking like a saint. Down the hallway footsteps were coming for the Jack of Hearts. Backstage manager was pacing all around by his chair. There's something funny going on, he said, I can just feel it in the air. When he went to get the hanging judge, but the hanging judge was drunk, and a leading actor hurried by in a costume of a monk. There was no actor anywhere better than the Jack of Hearts. No one knew the circumstance, but they say that it happened pretty quick. The door into the dressing room burst open and a Colt revolver clicked. And Big Jim was standing there, you couldn't say surprise. Rosemary right beside him, studying her eyes. She was with Big Jim, she was leaning to the Jack of Hearts. Two doors and down, the boys finally made it through the wall and cleaned out the bank safe. They said that they got off with quite a haul. In the darkness by the riverbed, they waited all around for one more member who had business back in town. No, they couldn't go no further without the Jack of Hearts. Next day was hanging day, the sky was overcast and black. Big Jim lay covered up, killed by a penknife in the back. And Rosemary on the gallows, she didn't even blink. The hanging judge was sober, he hadn't had a drink. The only person on the scene missing was the Jack of Hearts. The cabaret was empty now, a sign said closed for repairs. Lily had already taken all of the dye out of her hair. She was thinking about her father, who she very rarely saw. Thinking about Rosemary and thinking about the law. But most of all, she was thinking about the Jack of Hearts.
Okay, well, that was long enough. Have a good week. I have my own theories about this song, but they are not to be shared. Happy holidays.